Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Anthony Brown is no stranger to Real Gospel. In fact, before he actually blew up all over the nation and all over the world, he was a guest right here on Real Gospel. I've got to dig up that old interview that he did when, you know, he was just regular old Anthony Brown in group therapy. And do you remember the song, I've got a Testimony? That was the song that catapulted him into superstardom in gospel music. And I also use that for the backdrop of my testimony segments. And so it's an honor and a pleasure whenever an artist continues to be outstanding in his own right. So without further ado, this is a song that I know you love, the youth love it. And special note before I play the song, youth pastors and youth directors, your youth love this song. Has a hip-hop flavor to it. Here he is, Anthony Brown with I Got That.
Hey,
JP.
Yes, sir.
I take my with me. Everywhere I go, I take my
That feel real good.
Where am I? got Jesus on my, I got that, 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 V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, I got no reason to fear, I got Jesus on my, I got that. I got that. I got that. I got that. I got that.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to welcome back this man of God who's been on the program. It's been a few years, but Anthony Brown from Anthony Brown and Group Therapy right now. You just go by Anthony Brown now, right?
You can still put the word Group Therapy.
Okay. Just asking. Welcome back to Real Gospel.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Right off the bat, I want to let you know that I saw you at the Dove Awards. You walk right by me, and it was before you
really?
Were going up on the stage. Yes, before you going up on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I probably was super zoned in. I apologize.
You were. It was.
I'm so sorry about that.
No problem. You wouldn't have remembered me anyway because you again. It was crowded down there on the bottom level. A lot of moving and pushing and shoving and people praising and cameras and all the stuff all over the place. And so you were towards the very front. But when you were walking by, I said, I should tap him on the shoulder and let him know who I am. But you were going up to the stage. But anyway, I just want to let you know that I did see you, and you did a tremendous job at the Dove Awards, by the way.
Very much.
Thank you. Yeah. So your song, I Got That. I find that everywhere I look, young people are singing that song and they're praising to this song. And it has just it's done something different in our youth. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. Everywhere we go, that's with the youth. I mean, the youth, of course, because of their love for the beat and what have you. But the song seems to resonate across generational lines. I think the message speaks very loudly in the moment that we're currently in. I mean, there's so much going on politically, so much going on in the world. And so the whole idea of attentions an everyday winner is, I think, very important in this climate. I find that it resonates generally. Particularly the line that talks about every time you look up, you see me winning, you know. And the winning is not necessarily related to a stage or, you know, some podium or something. It's just an everyday win, you know, waking up in the morning wins for some people.
So you were talking about the youth and the impact that your song I Got That is taking place and within our youth.
Yeah, my thought process is, I think the song resonates with young people because of the feel of the song. I mean, it's produced by Warren Campbell, who is just a producer's producer, and it's just really, really infectious. You know, the beat is infectious, and young people love that anyway. But more importantly, the message of the song, I think, is really important in the climate that we currently live in. You know, with all that's going on politically and all that's going on in the world, I think it's important to have a message that speaks to the champion in each person, not just the young, but the young at heart. And I think that's what the song is doing. It just resonates with identifying the champion in each and every person.
That's true. And you know, when you were ministering at the Doves, it also cut across ethnicity. I saw white folk and black folk and what do you name them, and they're, you know, singing the lyrics. Everywhere I go, I take my Jesus with me. I mean, just yeah. Yeah.
You know what? The idea of winning, or even wanting to win, isn't just exclusive to any one demographic or person. Everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody needs and deserves to feel like they're winning at something. So the Dove Awards was a perfect example that the idea of being a champion, the idea of winning, and even wanting to see others win, crosses color lines. And every other barrier that we put up that separates us from other humanity, I think it's important that we tear those down. And a song like this is perfect for it, in my opinion.
Amen. How long have you been knowing Warren Campbell?
Oh, man, I've known Warren for some years now. In fact, before Group Therapy ever put out a CD, we did a huge concert one time in my hometown of Baltimore. And I'll never forget having had a relationship with Warren over the phone. He knew about the concert, and he decided to fly into Baltimore and surprise us and come to the show. And it wasn't, the concert was at 2 in the morning. So just imagine my surprise at 2 in the morning when we stand up and Warren Campbell is sitting on the front row watching this all go down, man. He's just an incredible guy. Erica is like a big sister to me, of course, his wife, who was one half of Mary Mary. Mm-hmm. She's the first, Mary Mary was the first group to ever take me on tour.
Wow.
With them. And so, you know, I have a lot of allegiance to them. And whenever it comes to great production, you can't talk about great production in gospel or otherwise not mention the name Warren Campbell.
So, that's true.
He's a real winner as well.
That's true. So who wrote most of the song in this album?
A lot of it comes from me.
Yeah.
I kind of write most of what I do and what group therapy does. That's kind of, you know, in terms of artistry, that really was my niche with songwriting. I only did an album to begin with because I wanted to give people an opportunity to hear my songwriting. I never thought it would turn into me being an artist of my own. I just wanted to have a place to put the songs that God had given me. So this album, like most of our albums, I do the majority of the writing, but, you know, even going forward, I see some great collaborations happening in the writing world for me, so you may see a little more collaborating here in the near future.
Any names you want to drop on the show right now? Anybody?
you want to include it, do you?
Yeah!
I'll tell you one little bit.
Okay.
Since you were at the Devil Awards, I definitely had a great moment of sharing with a guy named Corey Asbury, who is the guy who wrote the song Reckless Love. Reckless Love is an incredible song that's taking the world by storm right now. And Corey and I had a chance to connect both at the show, but also after the show, we've been keeping in touch and just being in connection. And we're talking about doing something together. So you may see a collaboration there that nobody else knows about yet, so don't tell nobody.
We'll keep it a secret. So, but Reckless Love, that was, didn't Israel sing that song?
Israel did. You know, that's one of the major differences since you referenced the Devil Awards and the CCM market. One of the major differences between CCM music and gospel music currently is that when someone in the CCM world writes a song that resonates in the hearts of people everywhere, they all will grab a hold of that song and record their own versions of it.
Uh-huh.
So, in true to form, you know, Corey wrote Reckless Love, but Israel Holden and others from that whole CCM world have recorded their own versions of that same song.
Uh-huh.
In gospel, not so much. You know, we kind of write our own songs and stick to whatever it is that we're doing. But I think the kingdom looks more like that. That if the Lord speaks to somebody in such a way that it resonates in the hearts of people to that magnitude, I think it's a great idea to, you know, to be your own version of it, and, you know, your put your spin on it and continue the message so that it reaches more people.
Amen. So briefly, as I begin to wrap up the interview with you, tell us the story of how you went from just being someone who wanted to pen music and write music, and then ends up, you know, with a dynamic CD project, and then God just elevates you and you find yourself just touring around the world. Just to help somebody who might be going through that process right now with writing music and trying to figure out where they should be in terms of their relationship with God and where they think God might have them.
Well, you know what, my story is, it's such a total God thing. Every time I stop to think about it, to talk about it, it just catches me up emotionally, because I never saw any of this coming from me, and it wasn't ever my goal. Like I said before, my goal was really just wanting to have a calling card for the songs that I was writing, but God had other plans for me. He had bigger plans for me than I could ever imagine to think, and that's true to the word. I mean, you know, the word declares that his thoughts toward us are good, not evil, and they're much bigger than the ones that we have for ourselves. And so for those who are listening, who are watching, you know, my story is testament to the fact that if you kind of submit your gifts and your plans to whatever God wants to do, he'll kind of blow your mind. I mean, the Bible says it this way, submit your plans to the Lord and your plans will prosper. You know, give whatever you think and you want to do to God. Let him kind of decide which way you should go, and he'll blow your mind with those plans. Group therapy was just an avenue for me to submit my music, and they turned into what they turned into, and I still believe the best is yet to come for us. So if, you know, if you're watching or you're listening and you think that because of your humble beginnings that it can never happen for you, please take my story. Just a regular kid from Baltimore who loved music, who did a CD project that God blew on, that asked God what he wanted me to do, what he wanted to do with my life, and me just submitting to whatever he told me to do. I am testament to the fact that God's plans for you are much bigger than you could ever imagine. If you have the wherewithal to just ask him what he wants from your life. That's my biggest point of advice when people ask me, is that don't just go off on your own understanding. Literally get on your knees and pray. That's what you do on your knees, however you pray. Literally ask God, what do you want for my life? What do you want me to do? Show me the way. And I am proof that he'll do that, and he'll blow your mind every time.
Amen. I don't know about you all listening, but I am inspired. I am moved and I am touched by those words of wisdom from Anthony Brown. What can we expect from this CD project? I know that I Got That is doing tremendously well, but is there anything else, any other golden nuggets forthcoming?
Well, we're always trying to, you know, continue to grow and move forward. I think 2019 is going to be a landmark year for us. Just because of the kind of projects that I'm working on. Group Therapy is definitely going to record again next year, so I'm excited about that. I'm actually sitting with the guy who has co-produced all of my records since we started. His name is Justin Savage. He's actually in my office right now as we continue to work on what is next. So I already gave you one exclusive, but I will tell you that we are looking at the possibility of recording both in America and outside of America next year. And that our goal is to release the music. Let's just say we're going to release enough for you to play regularly on your show for the rest of 2019.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Brother Anthony, yes. Boy. Yes, I appreciate that.
We have enough coming for you to play something new every month.
That's what I'm talking about. So you're creating a vault. Oh, okay. I hear you, my brother.
Something like that, but I can't tell you no more. Now stop trying to push me.
I just appreciate it. I just appreciate it. Listen, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you on the program. Where can the listeners find out more about you and your music? Where can they reach you?
Sure thing. So you can find me on Instagram, AJB Live is my handle there, and on Twitter. Anthony Brown on Facebook, AJBLive.com is my website. I try to keep in touch on social media, so you know, if you want to keep up with what's going on with us, by all means, stop by, AJBLive.
All right. Is there anybody that you want to give a shout out to really quickly, your pastor, your congregation, family members, anybody anywhere?
Absolutely. I am blessed to serve what I believe is the greatest church in the whole wide world. So shout out to all of the members of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, to my pastor, Pastor John Jenkins, who is just incredible, incredible influence in my life. And my minister of music, Stephen Hurd, and my entire music staff there. That's where I am every Sunday, 8, 10, 12, and 6:30. So if you're ever in Maryland and looking for a great place to worship, please, by all means, stop by the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, 600 Watkins Park Drive in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Come on by.
All right, the one and only Anthony Brown of Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Thank you for returning as our guest on Real Gospel, and much continued success for you, my brother.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me again, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Taking your quest for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour, please go to my website right now, realgospelwiththexman.com. I really want to know what you want to hear. Let's get a real flashback song. Something that's really going to make you say, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time. Wow, I've never heard that before. Where did he find that song? I want someone who is a millennial to say, man, is that old school gospel? He's playing old music? Yes, that's what we're about to do. Request it right now. RealGospelWithTheXMan.com.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.